Then there was the young mother who not only wanted a roommate but also a live-in babysitter. Not much better. At apartment number 6, I met a couple who were practically going at it during my visit and asked me to join in. All the other places were either trashed or contaminated with mold. Somehow, I'd thought finding a place would be easier. Which is probably why I couldn't bring myself to ring the last doorbell of the day. The letters on the nameplate were illuminated from behind and burned into my retinas. White. This was it. There weren't any other available apartments near campus. If I couldn't move in here next week, I'd be out on the street. Everything else seemed to be booked out for the start of the school year. I needed this place. I didn't even care that I'd be rooming with a guy, because if I didn't get this place, I'd have to find a park bench for the start of the semester or make a cozy little home in my car. Whatever happened, no way was I going back to Lincoln, Nebraska. Never. I was starting over here, whatever the cost. And if I had to spend a few nights in the open air, so be it. Anything but Nebraska. I pressed the doorbell and waited, inhaling the warm evening air. I hardly noticed the pressure rising in my chest. 1, 2, 3. Inhale. Exhale. Breathe. I counted to myself and squeezed my eyes shut. Finally, the buzzer sounded to let me in. I took another breath before pushing the door open. Mr. White, I didn't know his first name at that point, had mentioned in his email that the apartment was on the 2nd floor, left. As I set foot on the stairs, I heard a door open upstairs and then the sound of muffled voices. "You've got my number," a female voice purred. Someone cleared his throat.
"You know that I..."
"Nothing serious. I get it. You made that perfectly clear." Followed by a slurpy sound. Were they making out in the hallway? I listened more closely. Before I knew it, footsteps from above were approaching me on the stairway. A light breeze wafted over me, and I looked up. She passed me on the stairs, the girl who'd left the apartment that I was about to enter. She didn't seem to see me as she floated down the stairs with a blissful, dreamy smile. Considering her reddened cheeks and tousled hair, I could imagine what she'd just been up to. Oh, man. Frowning, I climbed the last few steps. Mr. White was nowhere to be seen. I walked down the corridor and looked to either side. On my